Well, today we're at the Riverside High School talking with some of the tops of the class of 2015. We have four young folks we'd like to talk to today, starting with...
Adam Hartman.
Adam, tell us about your family.
I am the son of Rick and Julie Hartman, and she, formerly Dunan. My brother is Aaron, and we have a dog, Gidget.
Can't forget the dog. That's important. Let's talk about classes you enjoyed. What'd you like here?
Probably my favorite classes have been industrial tech classes, woodworking. That's probably about it.
Okay. What about teachers? Any favorites for you?
Probably Alex Oliver, Bill Fell. Again, probably about it.
Okay. Why those teachers? What makes them special?
I've spent a lot of time with Alex because he's been a coach in almost every sport I've done. And I've also spent a lot of time with Fell because I've taken his class for 4 years in a row.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's hard to get away from some teachers, isn't it, in a small school? You just keep bouncing back to them. Hey, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Oh, in the fall, I run cross country. In the winter, I wrestle. In the spring, I play I run track and play soccer. Mm-hmm. And during the summer, I work all around.
Okay. So. What's your favorite amongst all those things you talked about?
Probably soccer.
Why?
Because I've been playing it since I was before kindergarten, so.
So you're probably pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's next for you. What's down the road here for you come this fall?
I am planning on going into the Air Force.
Oh, okay. When did you decide to make that decision?
Sophomore year.
Okay. Is there someone, something, or is it a family thing that made you want to pursue the military career?
Not really. It's just felt like that'd be the right thing to do. Just help out where I can.
Okay. So your future is pretty well plotted out, and you don't really have much of a choice now anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. So you're going to follow along. Well, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What would you want them to know before they get ready to start high school?
Just stay out of the way and don't try too hard to be funny. Just be yourself.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Adam, best of luck to you. Appreciate it. And good luck on the career choice. We wish you the very best.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Next is?
Hannah Schroeder.
Okay, Hannah. And tell us about your family.
I am the daughter of John and Pam Schroeder, and I have two twin brothers, Ben and Mick.
Okay. Which twin's your favorite?
Neither.
Okay. Both pretty much the same, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Talk about classwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I enjoyed World History with Alex Oliver and Government with Mandy Reynolds.
Okay. And those are your favorite teachers then, too?
Yes.
Why?
I like Miss Reynolds because she's very easy to get along with and can have a conversation with anyone. And Mr. Oliver is funny and makes class enjoyable.
Oh, excellent. Well, what about extracurricular activities? What have you been doing?
I do competitive dance at a studio in Council Bluffs, and that takes up most of my time besides work. So.
Competitive dance. You have to explain that a little bit more. What all do you do?
Just a bunch of different types of dance, and then you go to different like competitions and compete against different studios.
Okay, I think people hear competitions and dance, they think Dancing with the Stars. It's not like that, is it?
No. No.
Well, very good. How'd you get involved in that?
I started dance when I was 3 years old, and then I decided, about fifth grade, I decided between dance and school sports, and I chose dance, and I just kind of fell into competitive dancing.
That's got to take up a lot of time.
Yes. Wednesdays from 5 to 9:30, and then Saturdays 10:30 to 11:30.
Wow. So you made this commitment. Has it been worth it for you all these years to go hard at it?
Yes, mostly. Mostly, yes.
All right, very good. Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Good. Well, talk about the future for you. What's up this fall?
I'm enrolled to go to Northwest Missouri State, and I'm majoring in elementary education.
Okay. Why did you choose Northwest Missouri State?
Small town. I like the small town feel, and it's not that far away, but far enough away to get away from me.
Okay, very good. Well, talk a little bit about the career choice then. Have you always wanted to get into education?
No. I was going to be a ballerina, but then I not graceful enough. And my mom's an elementary teacher, and I've liked it ever since middle school.
Sure.
Well, you've been taught by a lot of folks over the years. Have you picked up a lot of good traits and habits that you think you can carry on to students in the future?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, just leave it at that. Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do you want them to know about high school as they get ready to start in the fall?
Your GPA really matters. Make sure you have fun with friends, but focus on school also.
Okay, very good. Well, Hannah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Best of luck in the future, and congratulations on your achievements so far.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Next is?
Kyra Martins.
Okay, Kyra, tell us about your family.
I'm the daughter of Mark and Misha Martins from Oakland, Iowa. I have an older sister, Morgan, older brother, Colton, and a younger brother, Christian.
Okay, stuck in the middle, huh?
Yes.
All right. Talk about your classwork. What did you enjoy?
I've actually enjoyed this year. I've gotten the chance to go to the elementary for 3 periods, and it's just an awesome way to get closer to the kids and help learn my future teaching strategies from a good first grade teacher, Allison Henry.
Okay, excellent. Well, it sounds like you're getting a little bit different type of experience there. What about teachers? Who are your favorites?
I've really enjoyed working with all my teachers, but I like Alex Oliver, Mandy Reynolds, and Joni Hauser a lot.
Why?
They're just really easy to talk to. You can talk with them about anything, schoolwork, outside of school, and they're just all around nice people.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has been keeping you busy?
I've kept busy with volleyball, track, basketball for 1 year, dance manager, 4-H, student council, county youth council, band, choir, all that.
So you have to kind of budget your time a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Did you want to be busy? Was that a goal that you set out when you started high school, was to get involved in a lot of things?
Yes, I love being involved. When I'm not busy, it's just really weird. So,
do you have a favorite among those things?
Favorite. Well, for sports, I love volleyball, but I don't know. I just like helping in the community, so 4-H and Student Council and County Youth Council kind of help me out.
Okay, excellent. All right, very good. Well, let's talk about your future then. What's coming up for you this fall?
This fall, I'll attend the University of South Dakota, and I'm majoring in elementary education.
Okay. Why South Dakota?
South Dakota I chose because I've been used to the small town feel all the time, and so I just thought, hey, maybe I'll try a little bigger school, but not too big. It was down to UNI and USD, and I chose USD because it was a little smaller than UNI, and it was closer to home.
Okay. Well, you talked about some of the experiences that you've had in the elementary school now, kind of observing and helping out. What was it that made you want to get into education?
Well, actually, I was planning on being a hairstylist, and then I chose as education because my counselors and all the teachers were like, you're so good with kids, you just need to go for it. So that's where I'm at right now, and going to the elementary has made me even, you know, want to do it even more.
Okay. Well, Hannah gave some good advice from a future educator, so you get your turn now. What do you want to tell those eighth graders as they get ready to start high school?
Well, definitely work hard as much as you can your senior year, because when you hit senioritis, you hit it hard.
Okay. Very good. Well, again, congratulations on your achievements. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Excellent. And then next is?
Brooke Elf.
Okay. Brooke, tell us about your family.
My mom and dad are Brian and Michelle Elf, and I have an older brother, Jared, a younger sister, Brianna, and a younger brother, Jonathan.
Okay. That's a lot of noise around the house, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed anatomy and physiology with Casey Conover, and I enjoyed my history classes with Alex Oliver.
Excellent. What about teachers? Any favorites?
I'm not really into favorites. I enjoy all the teachers that I've had so far.
Okay, well then you're going to make this tough on me. Let me go in a different route then. We have a couple of future educators here. Give them some advice then. What kind of traits do you think make a good teacher?
That they're willing to listen to the students and take advice from the students and go from what they see and how to help them learn. And
excellent. Okay. You've got to be observant and open to suggestion. Give us a little clue about what else has kept you busy. What do you do for extracurricular activities?
I'm not in sports or anything. I work. I have a job. I work at least mostly 4 days a week out of the week.
Okay. Where do you work?
At Blimpy in Oakland.
Okay. You enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's an easy job, and I get along with everyone there, and I like meeting customers and new people.
I was going to say, there's a lot of customer service there. You get a chance to run into a whole lot of folks that way. Well, let's talk about achievements. When you look back on your high school career, what do you think you will be most proud of?
My schoolwork. I've been at a lot of school for medical issues, and that I could keep good grades and work towards what I want to do in the future.
Okay, excellent. Well, what's coming up for you this fall?
I'm going to attend Nebraska Methodist College for nursing.
Okay, and why did you choose that school? Why did you choose that career field?
I chose that career field because my brother, when he was born, had medical issues, and I just enjoyed seeing all the nurses work with him and keep our family informed and all that. And I chose Nebraska Methodist because it's a small school, and I want to stay in a small school, and it's close to home, so I can just drive back and forth instead of staying on campus.
Okay, easy then. Very good. Well, give the eighth graders some advice then. What should they know before they start high school?
To keep up on their work. Don't procrastinate. It'll make your grades fall behind.
Yes, it will. Very quickly. Well, very good. Well, as I said to the rest, congratulations on your achievements and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Brooke Alf, Kyra Martins, Hannah Schroeder, and Adam Hartman. They're some of the tops of the class of 2015 from Riverside High School.